Alrighty, so as Doric and Rolsot are hanging out on this large freighter shipping vessel, which is named what, Nimoy?
The unpleasant form of demise.
All right. The unpleasant form of demise, a large shipping vessel. Not really outfitted for war. It's more of just shipping. You guys are probably flanked, we'll say, by whatever the 5,000 BBY equivalent of not X-Wings, of TIE fighters are, whatever ship the Sith were flying around back then. As everyone who listens to this show knows that I don't really read much about the history. I like making it up myself. So I say they're like TIE fighters, whatever the proto TIE fighter was. Maybe it's like a bow TIE fighter. I don't know.
Well, I mean, yeah, the TIE fighters are like bow TIE fighters. So this one has to be like a neck TIE fighter.
Ooh, could you imagine a Texas TIE fighter? Be long and thin.
it's got two sort. It's a little bit like a pod racer. It's got like two pod engines at the back that are connected by like string tubes to the main body. Mm-hmm. It's a bolo.
Exactly, I like it. That is now Flight Risk Canon. They fly Texas TIE fighters here, 5,000 BBY. So you have, we'll say four or five Texas TIE fighters outside this vessel, just keeping you guys safe. I mean, you guys have the general blowing up rocks that might be in the way and basic defenses, but they're more the sort of keep pirates away. What pirates would attack the Sith Empire? Crazy ass pirates, I guess. Doric has been kind of regulated to staying on his RV because every time he goes out in his Boba Fett costume, some of these younger junior officers come over, ask him questions about the show, have him pose. You know, they're doing the Star Wars equivalent of TikTok videos with Doric every time he tries to go outside. So he's kind of regulated to the ship. Now, if you want Rolsot to kind of go and snoop about with his specific set of skills, that is something Rolsot can do to see if he can garner any information or anything else you might want.
That sounds lovely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you do want him to go out, we can do... since it's been a few days in Star Wars time, we're going to reset our forces, which we almost never do on our show. Because it's always... I've realized, listening back to all of our shows, most of our stuff happens within a day or two, and it's almost a nonstop scene. We never have, like, 3 days later they do this. It's like, no, it's one crazy weekend, and that's the end of the story. So we will reset the dice. I will roll one. You roll one, and we'll see where we're at. Ooh, one dark side.
Two dark side. Three dark side. Mm. So, Dwayne, I do have a question.
I might have an answer.
Last episode, we ended on a cliffhanger of Rolsot being called up to the officer's quarters.
That is correct. That was the last thing. No. Well, not necessarily Rolsot. The person Rolsot is impersonating is being called up there. Yes, fair because, point. Yes, Grand Moff Viking is asking for a status report of the, not the high-level guys, you know, the mid-level management type guys, to let them know what all the little various odds and ends are happening on this ship here. So it's like a weekly staff meeting type thing, maybe.
Wait a second. So he Viking called the name of the officer that Rolsot is impersonating.
Well, not Viking himself, but over the PA system, it ran down a list of like five or six names, and hit the name that he is impersonating was called for.
That is fascinating, because the guy that we were impersonating was on his way to a completely different ship.
No, he was still doing this. We didn't establish he was going towards a port. We didn't really get into the nitty gritty of where he was going. Because remember, he was the perfect guy for you to take.
Oh,
so the perfect person for Doric to take would be someone who was already on their way to Malachor. You didn't really have to buff your way saying as you shouldn't have been there. The issue you had was not that, as I forget the guy's name, it is Zarlish Matrick. Yeah. Zarlish. Yeah. Zarlish was supposed to be there. The issue was that he had an RV and a Mandalorian that nobody knew was coming. That's what you had to roll for.
And what happened when we got lucky was because of that terrorist attack at the other spaceport, they moved it to the other spaceport. Yeah, exactly. It's the force. It's Locke.
Exactly. It's not plot. It's the force. So yeah. So we'll say that Rolsod is kind of straightening up his uniform, looking a little nervous because again, he's a spy, but more in the sense of industrial espionage, that light kind of stuff. Going in against the Sith Empire is him definitely going up a level, but he's trying to psych himself up. And granted, I mean, I have a question. Would Rolsot be keeping that face on the entire time, which I imagine would be tiring, or when he retreats to the RV, does he go back to his regular Claudite self?
I imagine he goes, it's like when he's sure that nobody can see him, he goes back to Claudite. I also imagine there's like halfway points where he will like keep the body, but we will see some very expensive CGI work where they will just do just the Claudite face and the rest of the body so it looks like the Imperial, so he can like relax a little bit, but if somebody sees him, he can, you know, from a distance he still looks like him.
I'm really glad that our sponsors really upped our production budget in season 6 so we can actually pull this stuff off on the show.
I know. It's incredible. I mean, did you see the lens flare on the opening to this? We're shooting with those like fancy hyper cameras with like, and we're doing like the Mandalorian style circular green screen.
I mean, that chase scene you had probably cost as much as entire season 1. So I'm just saying, that was impressive.
I never mentioned this, but Jorik is played by Keanu Reeves with his hair dyed red and cut short.
Little casting change, I dig it. All right, so Rolsot is kind of in his, we'll say, his regular Claudite face. All the curtains are drawn on this thing. I'd only imagine the rumors that are being spread about this guy hanging out in this RV a lot. Maybe he's best friends with Foba Bet. We don't know. So he's going.
They're calling me. I kind of have to go, right?
Right. Doric pulls something out of a pouch. Here, put this in your ear.
Okay, he takes it and puts it in his...
Oh, it's not going to hurt, is it? Oh, I got to stick it, pierce my ear with it? Oh, it's just communicating. Oh, okay, I got it.
No. We did have some, like, what did Anarchy call them? They were like, they were like worms that burrowed into your brain to kill you. She actually, I don't think she wanted to. Oh, you don't know who that is. I'm sorry. But a friend of mine had those, and they didn't want it to kill someone. They just said they liked it when it nibbled on their shoulder.
If a Claudite can go pale in their face, that's the kind of look he's giving, like, what in the. Okay.
Besides the point. Right, so what's going to happen is you can go in there, right? And I'm going to be listening the entire time, and I can talk to you and let you know if there's something you should or shouldn't be saying, right?
Okay. I got this. You go into Fortune 500 companies, you impersonate the CEO, you sleep with his wife, it happens. Hey, I can do this. We can do this. It's not a problem. We breathe. Ooh, yeah. We can do this.
Yeah, I had a friend who did a couple things like that.
So Rolsot will take that deep breath, change his face, and kind of stride out of the ship and head to this meeting. Now, since I'm not a fan of RPing where I just talk to myself, we're going to roll some dice, and we're going to find out how well Rolsot does on this little spy thing.
Nice. That saves us a lot of time. My way of trying to make this more interactive was just having Doric ask the questions and then Rolsot relate.
He said, I'm talking to myself through you. Yeah.
This works better.
So what we're going to do, the difficulty is going to be set on what you want Rolsot to accomplish. If you want them to just get through the meeting, get out, and stay as under the radar as possible, it's a fairly easy thing. You'll be able to, as Doric knows enough about war and things like that, where he could field the meeting and kind of guess what the right answer will be. I might have you do a warfare check, maybe to help out. And then, but if you want Rolsoft to try to get in for more information, if you want him to sneak away and try to spy around and do other stuff, that will automatically increase the difficulty. So what do you want Rolsoft to accomplish? Do you want him just to come back, or do you want to try to gain something from this?
Interesting. So is Rolsoft's deception particularly high?
Let me go back to his sheet. It is 2 yellow and a green.
Okay.
I mean, not super, super high, but nothing to, you wouldn't shake a stick at.
Yeah. So let's say...
Oh, hold on. I lied. I'm looking at the wrong sheet here. I was looking at the officer sheet. Where are you at? Oh, 3 yellow and a green. I apologize. Wrong sheet. 3 yellow and a green.
So I think while Rolsoft is sort of in the I think what Doric also adds is a miniature, and I imagine we're not rolling vigilance for this. We can if you need to, but I think Doric gives him a little like sort of spy camera, so it's like a GoPro almost, so we can sort of see what's going on as well. And okay. while he's at the table, Doric wants Rolsoft to sort of soak things in and then ask certain clarifying questions that might yield useful military data. He doesn't necessarily want Rolsoft to go sneaking around or anything super risky, but just asking some questions that may glean valuable data.
Okay, so...
And he's recording the meeting.
Yeah. Okay, so still conversations that make sense for this character to have in general. He's not going completely left field with his questions. It would make sense for him to ask these questions.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Questions, you know, like we're talking about, if they're talking about, you know, we have this unit over here, also could ask, could you rebrief me on the exact fighting strength of that unit? Not like, so where do we keep all the wonder weapons?
Where's the self-destruct button and what's the code? No reason asking for a friend. All right, so let's have you do a knowledge check to see how good the information Doric supplies is. We'll let it be a knowledge warfare. We'll have it be, we'll say it's going to be 3 purple against your ability. It'll be hard because I don't think you've spent too much time with the Sith. I know you fought them, but you don't really spend time with them.
Yeah, Doric doesn't go to Sith space, but he has fought them, but...
I will give you a blue as well because you did have the whole battle with the Sith on Mandalore, so you do have experience with them. So I'll give you a blue for that. So 3 purple, but I will give you a blue as previous Sith experience. Nice. Now, if you want to argue anything you want, you can.
Let's go. 3 successes. Woo!
Not too shabby. All right, so. We'll say that will add 3 blues to his Rolsoft's roll when they do their deception check.
Sot's roll.
Rolsoft's roll, yeah. So
roll. Sot.
Rolsoft roll.
Roll tide, right. Rolsoft.
Mm-hmm. Do you want me to roll it or do you want to roll it?
That was 4 green. No, sorry. 3 green, 1. Sorry.
3 yellow, yellow and a green.
One green. You're gonna 3 get blue.
3 blue. And then you said you just wanted just additional like numbers of like armament numbers, soldier numbers for the base you're going to?
It depends on what necessarily they're talking about, but just like additional military intel that they wouldn't necessarily mention offhand, but like wouldn't be super weird to have if you talk about this in this meeting that's like relevant to the topic.
Okay, like we'll say 3 purple for the challenge, 1 black, because again, this is Rolsoft going from industrial espionage to actual espionage. So a little bit of pressure from them. Mm-hmm. So 3 purple and a black against your 3 yellow, a green, and 3 blue. Odds are stacked in your favor.
Dwayne, you just jinxed it.
I know. I'm hoping something bad happens.
I'm going to fail. This is going to be a disaster. What? Okay. I need a second. Okay, that's 4 successes, 2 threats, and a triumph.
Okay, wow.
Now, see, we were really close there, Dwayne. If I hadn't counter-jinxed it,
You jinxed my jinx. Damn you, Nemo. You saw through my ploy. I triumph. Okay.
Not too fast.
All right. So I will say that Rolsot does an exceptional job. That he's going to get the information you want. He'll have the numbers that are on the base, any kind of rough basic statistical stuff you want to know about the base, Rolsot will know. For the triumph, what is one thing that you want to know that I will let you even make up about this base?
Interesting. So this is a base on Malachor. Where, okay. This base is in a fairly is in a surprisingly like secluded area, and while there are lots of ships that will go past, it's in sort of a dense taiga-like forest. So the main ground vehicles that go through are fairly sturdy logging vehicles, RVs like Doric's. So his vehicle will not stand out.
Okay. All right, I will say that, yeah, that the Sith here, because the trek here is so arduous, that they have, on occasion, employed RVs for their patrols, because their officers on these patrols, there's really nothing near there. So if they need to bed down for a night or, you know, for food or whatever, they don't want them sleeping outside. This gives them somewhere somewhat hospitable. The Sith are not monsters. You know, they have a different moral code, but they still care for their people. So yeah, I'll say that, yeah, that in the last few cycles that the RV patrols have become, we'll say, common, that an RV would not be out of place rolling around the outside of the facility and probably even rolling up to it. So yeah, the RV is not going to be an odd thing for you anymore. It's a very good choice. I will say for the threats that Rolsot did such a good job as being this officer, is that he got invited to drinks with everyone else afterwards. So he is not going to be back with you for a while. And when he does get back, he's going to be a little tipsy.
I do have, since it's been a couple days, if I recall, have our wounds and strain cleared?
Yeah, I'll say it's been uneventful. You haven't been sneaking around trying to do anything. You've been kind of just taking the occasional photo and just hanging out in the RV. So I'd say, yeah, if you want to go ahead and reset your wound and strain, that would be totally fine. So yeah, so Dora can hear the conversations going really well, and he sees through. Now, is this video, is this a live feed or a recording Dork's going to get later?
Unless it would be like it would like cause significant security risk, which I think Bork would have an okay idea of. I think it'd be a live feed.
Okay, I think yeah. If I would have flipped anything, you would have rolled a despair. I would have said the signal got picked up or something like that. So I think it's a live feed. I mean, it's Star Wars. They send holograms across the freaking cosmos. They can have a GoPro with a live feed. So why not? So yeah, Dork can hear this meeting, and he hears the conversations of the troop count and how that. There are, we'll say, about five dozen, I almost said First Order, as I've been watching the recent Star Wars movie, so my brain is wrong, Sith officers, soldiers that are patrolling, that are posted at this base. But the majority of the inhabitants of this base are actually younger. Mm-hmm. That these are teenagers. Mm-hmm. From 14 to 18, 19 years old, who are being through, as it's described, Doric unfortunately recognizes as Mandalorian training. That the way that he was trained as a child is being used on these young soldiers as well. He hears that everything's kind of slowed down because the droid that was shipping in these four sensitive kids, it was 6R3Y or gray, was destroyed by an avian sharpshooter with a couple slug throwers.
Would that happen to be a reference to another player character?
Yes, to those who have been listening to all of our many of episodes in the Quay Goris little one shot we did. Quay was on a planet where he found a droid was smuggling four sensitive kids off world and dispatched him, rightly so, with a lot of flipping and shooting. It was quite impressive. So
I'll try spinning. That's a good trick.
So Quay's action has slowed down again with a slow. What am I doing with that word? Slowed down. Decreased, I could say. The amount of soldiers coming in, so it's kind of plateaued at the roughly about 100 teenage soldiers that are being trained here. The description of the person in charge is a grizzled man in his, how old is Taken right now?
Gosh, by now, 50 or 60.
Okay. We'll say a grizzled man in his 30s with a beard, wears combat fatigues, I guess would be like clothes you could spar in and fight in. He's very imposing, but you have what, 4 successes? I'll give you one more piece of information that no one has seen him on the training or combat floor in quite a long while, but he's still there. He gives his lectures from his dais and from recorded messages and things like that. But he seems to have stopped being as hands-on in the past, we'll say probably 4 or 5, whatever Star Wars months are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's find to hear. Nimoy the player might have an idea. Dork, I don't think, does.
It's been a few hours since the meeting, and then Rolsot kind of stumbles in to the RV and just collapses onto one of the chairs, and he is just plastered. I mean, you've had the live feed. You've seen him take shot after shot after shot of whatever, you know, I don't know, whiskey or whatever they serve on Sith ships. Mm-hmm. And he is just eyes rolled back.
It was funner than I thought it would be. And I should have been doing this my whole life.
Oh, that's nothing. You should have seen Mandalore. I have a cousin who went down, and last time we were there, he drank himself. I mean, the unfortunate thing was, he was absolutely blasted, but then, like, about an hour later, we had to go and track down a notorious pirate. But, you know, we all got out fine.
You know, they really, really, really do not like you guys. They really talk a lot of trash about Mandalorians. Like, they really don't like you.
Well, you know, if they're sore losers. If we'd been beaten as badly as they were at the Siege of Mandalore, I think we'd have some pretty bad things to say about them. Not that we don't, but...
Well, that's not what they said. That's not how it went down. They said that rock wasn't worth having, and that we're just going to leave it burning. And so that's what they did. They just left it burning.
We see Doric sort of pause for a second. Well, people say a lot of dumb things. And we see him take a slugthrower that he's been cleaning, and he jams one of the parts back into place with a little too much force.
and so we are going to be on Malachor in 2 days, and I'm hoping not to be this hungover. But yeah, they said 2 days.
No problem. Tomorrow morning I'll give you tomorrow morning I'll give you a tried and true Mandalorian hangover recipe.
Oh, hey, yo. That's gonna taste disgusting, isn't it?
That's half the point. It's simple. If your mind is so focused on how terrible it tastes, you won't have enough brain power left over to be drunk.
If there's nothing else you want to accomplish, we could hit the old fast forward button and get the ship into Malachor space, unless there's something you want to try to accomplish either as Doric or as Rolsot.
No. I think we sideswipe to the next morning. We have Rolsot take a sip from this bubbling green cup, and then as his eyes bulge, that is the point at which his eyes bulge, and then we transition that where his two eyes are two moons in the same system as Malachor.
Got all those that cool segue. Mm-hmm. So yeah, so the ship, which is I totally already forgot the name of the ship.
The Unpleasant Form of Demise.
The Unpleasant Form of Demise drops out of its hyperspace, and Malachor is seen in the distance. This Malachor, roughly as we said, in that vague area of 5,000 BBY where we hang out, is a lush green planet. A lot of forests, a lot of jungly, very thick brush, kind of does well for places that are trying to stay off the beaten path. You can't really land ships around it because these bases are built either into sides of mountains or built into the forest themselves. So there is a spaceport you have to land at, and then you could drive your RV or speeder vehicles towards wherever you need to get to.
So I imagine we sort of land at the big. I imagine one of the spaceport, because there has, you know, it is fairly remote, but I imagine there's like, you know, Forge Worlds and stuff, and there's obviously some sort of spaceport.
Of course, yeah.
I think we sort of see these various Imperial troopers sort of rushing around moving crates, and we see Doric slowly move the RV out.
So a little honk, a little
mind beep. The gap. Wait, that's subway.
So yeah, as you're getting into the queue to get off of the ship, you know, because I mean, there's tons of things being unloaded. There's a priority, and you know, an RV is not the highest of priorities. So you're kind of just waiting your turn, kind of like you're trying to leave an amusement park or a baseball game, and there's, you know, 1,000 people trying to get through two exits. So mm-hmm. You just kind of wait in your turn, and then I'm going to flip a dark side point. There is a tap on the window, and there is a Sith officer there, and he does the, you know, the intergalactic roll down your window symbol.
Doric rolls down the window. He is wearing the helmet.
He goes, before you go... And he's like talking past you. He's talking to Rolsot, who's clearly in his disguise. Mm-hmm. He says, the Grand Moff would like to speak to the two of you before you guys set out.